from the great outdoors. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Here's your cruise news for Tuesday, January 11th, 2022. The CDC is playing nice with the cruise lines. In a telebriefing on COVID-19, the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, was asked why the CDC is lifting its conditional sailing order after recommending against cruising. She said that the travel advisory was issued when the agency started seeing more Omicron cases on board, just like on land. She then implied that the order is no longer needed because cruise lines are imposing their own standards that meet or exceed the CDC's guidelines. Both the lines and the CDC acknowledge there will be cases on board. Currently, onboard COVID rates remain below 1%. To put that into perspective, New York City right now has an infection rate of 31%. And after an unplanned dry dock to fix a mechanical issue with propulsion, Carnival Horizon is now headed back to Florida. The ship experienced propulsion issues in late November, forcing Carnival to cancel voyages into January. It entered dry dock in Italy to fix the problem, where it also received Carnival's new red, white, and blue livery design. Carnival Sunshine and Liberty re-entered service early to pick up Horizon's Miami itineraries. When it arrives back to Miami, Horizon's first cruise is set to be an 8-night Southern Caribbean voyage on January 22nd. And finally, luxury line Viking has altered its 120-night world cruise just one day before it was scheduled to depart this week. Instead of sailing west towards the South Pacific and Asia, Viking Star will now head south from LA to Mexico and then around South America before heading across the Atlantic to the Mediterranean. The ship was in Los Angeles yesterday as planned, but will now depart on Wednesday evening. Viking said issues came up with cruise ports west of the international dateline, including India closing to cruise ships. This news comes on the heels of an altered Regent World Cruise itinerary last week, which also announced the day before departure that it was going to be changed as well. Cruise line stocks were down on Monday. Carnival Corporation down 2.4%, 21.38. Royal Caribbean down 1.3, 79.95. And Norwegian down 2.2, 21.71. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have a good one.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.